Greetings and welcome back. It's another episode of Habits into Health. Glad to have you here. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am your habit change agent. You've heard about habit change and you've heard about change agents, and I'm here to support you in becoming a change agent in your own life. We are all about habit change from the inside out. So if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling locked in, you're feeling worried and exasperated, angry, any level of feeling about a habit that isn't serving you, or if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you, for them, or for others, we are here to support you in some new ways. Habits into Health is a 21st century model because there's an awful lot of stuff out there about motivation and change that was believed to be true in the 1800s and the 1900s, but isn't so true. Research has shown that motivation is one of the worst ways to focus your attention if you're trying to change a habit. Truth is, all self-defeating habits have hidden layers that are blocking you from getting where you want to be. And in this podcast, we focus our attention on helping you discover the hidden layers in yourself. For today's topic, we're going to follow up from last episode, and we're going to address some small actions that you can take to address the habit changes you want to make. We talk about and we have a practice that helps you develop the skills for doing this. So let's begin. This time, let's have you focus on your legs. You might just notice right off the bat what's the position of your legs relative to the rest of you, and that's going to differ based on what you're doing. You might be driving a car. Just tune into your legs. You might be riding a bike. Different kind of attunement, right? You could be walking. You could be sitting. Whatever it is that's happening, just notice your legs. And then kind of notice when I say that, what do you do? Do you look? Do you have to look at your legs to notice your legs? That might be true if you're paralyzed. On the other hand, it might not be true. You may actually have sensation and not have movement if you're paralyzed, right? So close your eyes for a moment and tighten, if you can, to whatever extent you can, any muscle in your legs. If you're unable to activate that movement, tighten any muscle that you can activate, even if it's just over your eyebrow. The idea is not so much where you're doing it, but being attentive to how you're doing it. So you're going to tighten a muscle in your legs if you're able, somewhere else if you're not. And what happens when you do that? How do you put together the pattern of tightening in your legs? And where in your legs do you do that? Where in you do you do that? Now untighten and notice what happens. You may not notice anything. Very often, that's true. When people begin these exercises, this is not meditation, by the way. And if you really want to work on a habit, then knowing the muscular pattern that's associated with your habit is going to be important, because every thought has muscular patterns associated with it. So just tighten in your legs or anywhere else and notice what happens in this specific location and what happens in the neighborhood. How are you impacted in terms of mood state, if you are? How are you impacted in terms of tension pattern, if you are? I can't know how you're impacted, but I can tell you that the more you become attentive to this and the more you learn to modulate this, you're going to be making some great moves toward affecting your behavior. And that's really what's up on the board for human beings today. The ability to master ourselves. And that's a big message for Habits into Health. So take a deep breath and let's move into a little ID here. And then we'll talk about our topic. You are listening to Habits into Health. My name is Michael Ann Conley. I am a holistic therapist and a habit change coach. And I want to hear from you. So I have created a survey on my website, habitsintohealth.com. Real simple survey monkey with just a few questions. Come on over, click the link, and let me know what's up for you and what you'd like to hear about, what kind of guidance you'd like to get. And while you're there, look over on the right, there's a sidebar. You can click the link and get my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? When you give me your name and email address, in addition to sending you the ebook, I will also keep in touch about other ways that I support folks just like you who are perplexed, bothered, concerned, or even worried about a habit that has really got a grip on you. Let's talk about our topic. I have said before, recently and in the past, that small actions are the better way to long-term change. Well, but where do you start? Most of the time, we look at the goal we want to get to, and we start there instead of winding our way back to what's the first thing. And last week, I suggested that you start by gathering some basic tools for tracking the habit that isn't serving you. The simplest tools are an index card and a pen, or even a note on your mobile device. Mainly, what you want to do is record some information wherever you are. So, unless you take your computer with you everywhere, stick to a phone or a notebook, or keep it low tech with an index card or a pen. So, let's talk about what you're going to write on the card or enter into your notes. What I usually recommend is you create some columns at the top. Day of the week, month, day, year, time of day, location. That's the physical space where you're at when you're engaged in your habit, and your feelings in that moment. In that last column, I suggest that you keep it simple and just write down any of the basic four feelings: mad, sad, bad, glad. This card isn't intended to be a journal. You are really starting small here, and maybe you'll decide to journal at some point. But if you give yourself a big task like that in the beginning, guess what? You're more likely to drop it and stay stuck in the old you. It's your choice. Take on too much and get nowhere, or take on just a little bit at a time and give yourself a chance at a new life. I want to back up a minute and discuss another preliminary: defining your habit. You might be dealing with any or all of the usual suspects, like self-medicating with alcohol, drugs, food, or nicotine. But this small start strategy works with any habit, usual suspect or not, like procrastinating, yelling at people, not listening, gambling, shopping, being over-controlling, worrying, people-pleasing. There are too many possibilities to mention them all. But you probably know what your self-defeating habit is, even if you've tried to ignore it in the past. Just for an example around defining the habit, let's take the last one: people-pleasing. What does that mean, really? If you're a people-pleaser, what do you know about that for yourself? It doesn't matter how anyone else defines this behavior. The only person who counts right now is you and how you define it for yourself. You can start small with one people-pleasing behavior. Let's say, oh, whenever somebody asks for a volunteer, my hand goes up first, and you realize that you want to be approved of. Just an example. You don't have to be perfect because small actions are what counts. So you start with one simple definition that's easy to remember, and over time, you'll develop it further. Okay, what do you do if you don't recognize what your habit is yourself, but somebody who matters to you has been telling you, has been giving you feedback that you're doing it, and it bothers them? Well, you can start by asking them what they've literally seen. It's called an invited inventory. You give them permission to take an inventory about you regarding this question. If you are really ready to deal with this, you'll ask people who will tell their truth. Then be ready and willing to hear what they say. If you ask people and they mumble around and fudge their answers, find somebody else. Do yourself a favor. Once you have a simple definition in mind, you can start any time tracking your habit pattern. Stay in the moment. So as soon as you recognize that you're engaged in your habit, fill in a line under those columns. You don't have to do it every time. Just do it when you're able to do it. Day of the week, month, day, year, time of day, these are pretty clear. Location, that's the physical space that you're in when you're engaged in your habit. And that might be in my kitchen with so-and-so, or sitting in my car outside work. Or if you ride it at a time a little after you're doing it, like say you've been riding your bike and you don't stop right then and there to write something on your card or enter something in your notebook. Later you might write, as I was riding my bike around the park. And then your feelings in that moment, you just start with the basic four. Mad, sad, bad, glad. And if you have more definition of that, that's great. Irritated, depressed, burdened, joyful. Here's a little warning light. You might be tempted to try and explain why you're feeling what you're feeling. But don't chase that. You don't have to give any reasons for what you feel to yourself or others. That is actually a socially derived cultural habit. And it gets in the way of really tuning into yourself. So we'll talk a little bit more about that next time. For now, I'm going to sign off. If you have a habit that's been creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook. It'll help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with and give you some clues about some things you can do. And you'll also find other podcasts, articles, and resources there on the website. Always remember, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits Into Health. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over your unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating that life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.